Radharani's lotus feet. So we're doing word for word, and we heard about this nice, all the marks and this and that. And we finished that. We'll just read the translation. Again, the Sakis are speaking this verse. And they say, kada, 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 when will we have this vision? As sadhakas, when will we have this vision? When will we have this heart? When will we have this appreciation? When will we have this realization? When will we have this attachment? When will we have this sporty? All this kada, 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 kada. When, kave, kave. And then the Sakis are seeing this and they're saying, although we Sakis were embraced around the neck by the strong arm of our beloved Shyam, in the very, when is this happening? Where is it happening? It's happening in the very sweet and wonderful Rasa Mandala. His arm is around our neck and our arms around his waist, and we're dancing together one to one. No other gopis, only me. I don't see any other. I'm alone with Krishna. And we are decorated with sashes of kinkani bells and armlets and blissful ankle bells, Nupur. But even though we're so fortunate and such an auspicious, beautiful place, and the Purnima night, Sharad Purnima, dancing in the Jamuna Palina, the Rasamandala in Vrindavan, such a romantic and enchanting and beautiful night with such a romantic, beautiful hero, the full embodiment of our cherished desire, Shyam, Shyamalingita, Premalingita. Our heart's desire, his arm is around our neck, we're dancing cheek to cheek, looking at him, he's looking at us. But even in that setting, we're looking at him with one eye, but our eyes are looking at him, but our heart's eye. Eyes looking at someone, but where is your heart's eye looking? There's external eye and heart's eye. Our eyes are looking at Shyam, but our heart's eye are looking at the beautiful footprints of our Nija. It says here, our Nija. Our Param Nija Raseshwari. Raseshwari. Our heart's eyes are there. What part of there? Are they just looking at Raseshwari's beautiful form? No, they're looking at her. Charna Lakshma Vikshamahe. Our glance is totally concentrated on the beautiful, beautiful marks and variegated 19 marks on the, that are left in the glossy camphor powder sand, the glossy camphor powder sands of the Yamuna bank. Her footprints are there, and we're glancing there. This is the glory of our Rasheshwari. This sight. This meditation has captured our entire attention, occupied the space of our entire heart. Raseshwari Radha, Charana Lakshma Vikshamahe. That's the translation of the verse. This is 114 from Radharas Sudaniti. And we've been describing the different points. And we described how this was a quality of Radharani. Unique quality of Radharani, of her 25 qualities. The 24th one is called Krishna Priya Abhavali. Abhavali Mukhya. Krishna Priya Abhavali Mukhya. Krishna Priya Sakis. Krishna has so many dear Sakis, beloved Sakis. But Priya, there are Priya Sakis, and there's Nitya Sakis, and Pran Sakis, and Parma Prishta Sakis. Then there's Radha Saki. Saki Radha. And Saki Radha, she is Priya. She is Pran, she is Parma Prashta, but she's more than anything, she is Priyatam. Priyatam, she is the topmost of all his Priyas. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, that's my side. But what about your side? My side is be nice to me, that's my side. I'm fallen, I'm a Dina. Hey Krishna. Hey. That means hey. 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 Hey Krishna. Karuna Sindhu, remember? You forgot? You're so busy kissing gopis, dancing and eating rajbhog. Karuna Sindhu. Your ocean of compassion. Oh, Oh, yeah. Oh, who's that yelling? What's this Karuna Sindhu stuff? Anyway, why did... Give me some more rasgullas. No, there's some bhakta down there. He's saying Karuna Sindhu, Karuna Sindhu. Who's that? Tell him to be quiet. Turn it, put it on silent. What's with this phone? I don't know. I put it in silent. Doesn't work. Keeps ringing. Yeah. What is this, BlackBerry thing? Ah. So Krishna says, these blackberries, I want a jamu. Jamuberry. Jamuberry is blackberry. Jamun. Jamun is like blackberry. Jamun. It's an Indian berry. It's on the bottom of Krishna's feet. Jamun. Four of them, to be exact. We like to taste them sometimes. Be nice to taste those jamun fruits on the bottom of Krishna's feet. Those marks are there. This reminds me of one Guru Bhai. He wrote a poem for Prabhupada on his Vyasa Puja. Sweet, sweet, can't be beat. What a treat, them two lotus feet. It's very eloquent and innocent and rasic glorification of one's intimate relationship with his Guru. And that beloved disciple's name was given by Prabhupada, Guru Kripa Das. Guru Kripa Das, who was certainly received Guru Kripa in a large dose. So much Guru Kripa received that he built Mayapur Temple. And he built Vrindavan Temple. And he built Bombay Temple. Together with his brahmacharis, and I believe Yashodanandan was also there. But he got a lot of Kripa from Prabhupada, no doubt. So he wrote this, offered to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada rubbed his head and of course, was so happy with that. Sweet, sweet. Can't be beat. And it sounds like he's a little simple person, but he's not. He knows hundreds of verses and all bhakti and all bhajans and has quite an amazing memory and mind. But his own simple saralata heart. And it's realized statement, no doubt. Sweet, sweet. Can't be beat. What a treat. Them two lotus feet. Very touching. Simple and pure. So this is one of our most exalted God brothers that so intimately connected with Srila Prabhupada, life after life. It's pretty intimate when the Guru says, I want you to build Mayapur Dham. I want you to build Vrindavan Dham and build my office, Bombay. Yes, Guruji. And then he did. His name is there, a big plaque inside all the temples. This temple built by Guru Kripa. You saw inside the Vrindavan temple. Guru Kripa Swami. He was a Swami. So these marks are like this, and we heard this exhibits Radharani's quality of being the Mukhya Avali. Because in that prayer, it's also distinguished. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandha Jagatpate. Oh, no, is that, that's it, right? Hey. So the devotee's yelling out to Krishna, I'm calling out this prayer, Krishna, and saying, hey, Krishna. So that should be enough. I say, hey, Gopal. And go like, yeah, that's me, what do you want? So he says, hey, Krishna. No response. Oh, really? Hey, Krishna. Oh, there's so many Krishnas. Maybe saying Krishna. Because Krishna is Draupadi. I'm Krishna. Krishna. He's saying Krishna. No, but that he doesn't know how to say it. That's all. So he's saying Krishna. Krishna. That's feminine. No. So he's saying Krishna. Then he says, Dinabandhu. Oh no, Karuna Sindhu. Get out of here, Karuna Sindhu. He says, Dinabandhu. He says, Dinabandhu, get lost. And then he says, this is not working. I said, hey, Krishna. He didn't respond. Didn't turn his head. I started calling, glorifying for his qualities. Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandhu. Then finally, well, damn it, man. You know, I'm in your universe. And you're in this universe. And you're my pati. And you're the controller. Jagatpate. I'm a son. You're my father. You're my father. I'm your patni. You're my pati. What? You're my lord. Pati means so many things. Nothing. Still no response. So I realized, wait a minute. I'm trying to approach God from my side. I'm trying to get something for me. That's the wrong angle. He doesn't want to hear anything about me. He's hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate. Nothing. Okay, now look. This is not working. All this Aishwarya Nam, it's not reaching. It's going to Vaikuntha and falling on deaf ears. He's busy getting a massage. My prayers go to Vaikuntha, and he's getting a massage. He doesn't respond. I want Krishna to respond. How will I get Krishna to respond? The only way you get anybody to respond to any request is if you touch their heart. If you don't touch someone's heart, they'll never respond to your request. Oh, please do this for me. Yeah, sure. Later, man. Later, Jack. I have to touch Krishna's heart. How do I touch Krishna's heart? Acha. His heart is the gopis. Hey, Krishna, Krishna, Siddhina. Then? Now, Gopesha. And Krishna says, hey, what's that? Who's calling? Who's that calling all the time? Gopesha. Who's this Gopesha? Gopesha? Gopi Ish? He's the Lord of the Gopis? Gopinath Gopesha? Gopesha? Okay, he's a Lord. So many Lords. This, that, Lord, Baron, this, that. Subjects, kings, subjects, Lords. Okay. Lord is one thing. Lover is another thing. Lord is distant, power, control. Lover is this. Intimate, confidential. Gopesha. Hey, I think I'm getting somewhere. He's looking at his telephone. He's thinking of responding to my prayer. Then, Gopika Kanta! Acha. The lover of the gopis. Okay, you can control somebody, but does that mean you love them? Does the boss control his employees? Yes. Does he love them? No. Gopesha. Gopikanta, that means that first Gopesha means I control the gopis. Then when he says he doesn't like that idea. He's attracted, he's thinking of answering my prayer, but he doesn't like the idea that he's controlling the gopis. But he does like the idea that the gopis control him. So what controls Krishna? Oh, I read somewhere that I studied, Tattva, and when I went to bhakti school, they said that love controls Krishna. What's a name like that? Gopesha, Gopika Kanta. The lover of the gopis. Now Krishna's saying, what's the number there? Is that one of my numbers? He's asking Radha. Now he's really getting into it on the point. Gopika Kanta. He's a lover of the gopis, which means he's no longer Isha, he's the controlled. He's controlled by the love of his gopis. Do you agree? Now Krishna is very interested. Give me the phone. What is his number? 9874. Then finally, Gopesha Kanta. Radha Kanta Namostute. Hello? 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 Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? This is Mahanadi Das. Das, Anadas. Who's that? Hey, I think you got the wrong... No, don't hang up. Wait. Listen, okay, who are you? You're crank? This is a crank call? You're some mad caller? How you got my number? No. Lalita Saki gave me. Listen. So that's how you get Krishna's attention. Through his pure devotee, Radha. That's why she's Krishna Priya of Avali Mukhya. She is the Mukhya, the chief of all the Sakis. This verse proves it, although I gave some different embellishment. But the verse is basically proving the point of Radharani's 24th quality, which is shown here because she's controlling the attention of all the Sakis in a loving embrace of Krishna, Rasa Mandala, despite that intimacy and confidentiality of a Prema Lingata Vasham. All their attention are being controlled by their love for Priyaji Radha. And they're absorbed in their hearts, eyes are gazing at Radharani's footprints. They're dancing with Krishna. And they're hugging Krishna. Oh, look. Thunderbolt, lotus flower, unfurled flag, creeper, Radha's feet. So this is Rishesri Radha. So then we'll discuss this point tomorrow about Rishesri. Brajeshri? Rajadipe? Shiradike? Namostute. Shri Radha Rasuranidhi ki? Jai.